What is the remedy? Take brass, make another, you know, a metal serpent, hang it on a pole. Anyone who is beaten, as long as he looks at that one you have made, the person will be saved. What was Moses telling them in effect? As long as your eyes are fixed on Jesus, you are safe. Once your eyes are not fixed on the Lord Jesus, you have now dropped to the level of who is his father. Is there any curse running in their family? Did one Debir place a curse upon their village 200 years ago? That is the second heaven realm. And I'm telling you, God, just like the serpent, does not bother removing those curses. What does he do? He removes you from the level and puts you on the level of Christ. So that you are now above all curses. You are above as long as you are in Christ. The mistake Christians make is that they take themselves out of Christ and drop to the second heaven levels where Satan has a voice against them. How do they get to that level? They say, I give this money. God will give back to me. Satan will jump up and say, but her great-grandfather was a wicked soul. He's running in the family. And that curse will work. Why? You use your own hands to deliver yourself from where God has kept you safe and put yourself where you can't start arguing with Satan. What did I do? What did I not do? These are the realities of spiritual dynamics. These are spiritual things work. Please, I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. What is your job? What is my job as believers in Christ? Make sure you are never found out of that abode. Make sure that you understand what the scriptures mean. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the covering of the Almighty. And that's what I'm talking about. You must make sure. It's a conscious thing. You make up your mind deliberately that I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. How do I dwell there? It is simple. Say, I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge. It's what I know and what I say. I will say of the Lord, the reason why God blesses me is because of Christ. It's what I say. When I do that, he delivers me from the snare of the fowler. Why? The fowler is on second level and first level. I'm on the third level. So God yanks me from there and places me where I'm supposed to be. But Christians thinking that they've learned a few stories, they've heard a few testimonies, they wrap their lives around the work that they did as a foundation for the deliverance of God. What you don't realize is that once you start doing that, what you are saying is that, God, though, I am no longer under the covering of the Almighty. I am now in the place where my works have to speak for me. So God said, that's the way you want it, and you say, yes. You delivered me today because I gave an offering last week. God said, better go and get offerings ready. Because next week, there's going to be a tsunami. You are going to sow a seed for tsunami. Oh, I forgot. That your heartbeat be calculated. I've checked the seed. When I multiply your seed 100-fold, each heartbeat is like, I gave you a discount. So because of my discount, each heartbeat is just like 10,000 naira. Now you're going to sow a seed towards each heartbeat. It's 100-fold, so for each heartbeat, I take 100 naira, no problem. Then multiply 100 naira by 70 to 80, multiply by 60, multiply by 24. That is to keep you alive for one day. And that's on discount too. If I check how much they are selling crude internationally, I adjust my price. Just to keep you alive. They say, oh, you're supposed to travel, right? There are two road traffic accidents you need to escape. So what do? Sow a seed to escape the road traffic accidents. How much? Well, your car will have ruined. You'll have been orthopedic for like 9 months. I'll give you a discount again. You know, after a while, you will get tired of calculation. They're going to say, God, is there no other way around this thing? And they will say, well, I prepared another way. You are the one that said you don't like that one. What is the way I prepared? Give me your life totally. Let me hide it in Christ. Anytime I give you something, give me the glory. Don't give glory to yourself. Don't give glory to anything you did. Give glory to that exalted name of Jesus. Do that. Say of the Lord, he's the reason why my prayers are answered. Say of the Lord, he's my deliverer. Say of the Lord, this is the hope for my destiny. Say of the Lord, he's my security. Say of the Lord, he's my health. Say of the Lord, that is everything I have is because he paid. So then indeed, I become your deliverer. Then when you are traveling, I will say this, you surprise some people. You won't even have to remember to pray. You won't have to remember. Because under the shadow of the Almighty is where you are abiding. So it's not, did I remember to pray for this John? Let's quickly give God arrears. Let me tell you something that marks out Christians like this who are walking properly the way we're describing. They are full of thanksgiving. They are just full of what?
Thanksgiving.
Every time they are just thanking God. You say, my sister, you're looking very fine today. Say, well, thank God. Those who don't have sense, they say, it's the miracle. I just bought it last week. They say, wow, I heard you graduated and you came out with a second class upon a first class. How did you do it? Those who understand this will say, it's the grace of God. It's not my labor. God showed me mercy. Those who don't understand say, I have told you the benefit of working hard. They don't understand. Those who understand this, they are just full of thanksgiving. They are quick to count their blessings. He said, this car you bought last week, he had an accident this week, and it's been seriously damaged. He said, my brother, do you know I was inside? I was not injured. Thank God for me. Are you seeing that? Some will say, with all the tithes I have paid, the devourer should have been rebuked. What happened? They now start telling lies. You know what they call telling lies? Start telling the wife, say, wait, how much was that money? 85,000. How much did you give that day when we went to church? 8,000 naira. That was the problem. The tithe should have been 8,005. No wonder. This was the only reason the devourer could come. It sounds funny. Do you know Christians do things that are as annoying and as silly as this? They do it. You think I'm kidding? One brother, one was in school, there did that thing. I shook my head. That's when I started believing someone. I stopped believing. If I couldn't ever believe it, just not. This thing just didn't tie with the doctrine of Christ that I understood. He said he stole his thing. And then he went to pray. And he began to plead that God had paid my tithes and the devourer divided rebuked. And then suddenly he remembered that last month he has not yet paid the tithe for the previous month. I said, so, bros, what did you now do? He said, I now began to plead the mercy of God. So I felt like, bros, why didn't you just start with the mercy pleading? Then you don't have to remember what you did or did not do. If you knew it worked, why are you bothering going this other way? I said, why are you bothering? Why am I saying this thing today? Listen to me, people of God. Listen to me. Don't take yourself away from where God can bless you and consistently bless you. That's what I'm just saying. Don't take yourself away from there. I like what the bishop said once. He said, there is nothing that's an achievement in life. Everything is a receivement. Just know that Jesus paid. All you are doing is what? Receiving. Listen, I keep on saying this. Preachers, listen to it. People of God, listen to it. We will still do good works as Christians. The reason why some of these things I say is not popular is because people are afraid. Because the only motivation they know for Christians giving is simply because of what they are going to get. So when you tell Christians that they are not going to get anything simply because they give, they think they are going to stop giving. Listen to me, they will not stop giving. I believe this doctrine, I preach this doctrine, but I still give as a matter of dedication. It's my life. Good Christians are givers. Tell your neighbor, I'm a good Christian. I'm a giver. It's my nature.
It's
the habit of God.
That's
it. It's a godly habit inside us as Christians. Let me not forget to emphasize therefore. So, children of God, please never ever. In fact, if you are not a giver, it's a sign that you are afraid. And fear is the exact opposite of what? Faith. And without faith, you cannot receive anything from God. That's just what it is. Those who are not givers, the truth is that they are just not of faith. If you are of faith, you will give. I said something earlier, let me say it again. It will help you in life. It will be the guiding principle of your life. Somebody comes, promises heaven and earth for the seed you're about to sow, don't answer. That is the revelation for this season. It's a prophetic word. Sounds funny, but I mean it. It's anybody who today will say, I am giving $1,000 or 100,000 naira before the end of 3 months, you will see emergency breakthrough. If you ever heard me, don't answer. If you are not a thief, don't answer. If you are not covetous and greedy, don't answer. If you don't doubt what God can do in your life, don't answer. Say, Pastor Bank, what are we going to do therefore? Let the man demonstrate to you why he needs the money. Once he does that, do as you can. If you go to church, the roof of your church is leaking. Where you sat down, it was raining, it dropped on your head. Tom, it's not anointing, it's not fire from heaven. This is leaking roof. You know, sometimes people think that, cloven tongues as of water, falling down from heaven, and they want to start speaking in tongues. Forget it. It's not tongues. It is what? Rain. So when the first one drops, you shake, thinking it's anointing. Then this anointing is wetting your shirt. Just realize that. Look up. You see the hole. Pastor now says to you, please, we need to re-roof this church, and church is currently broke. You don't need any whining. You don't need it. Just get up and say, well, I don't have much. All I have is this 10,000 naira everywhere. Let us share it. Take this 5,000. The other brother said he will bring 5,000. How much is to pay the roof? 50. We contribute. If you have the 50, and another thing as Christians, listen to me. If you have the 50, I recommend you give 49. That is, if you're able to give the 50,000. All right? Don't wait for everybody. Why do I recommend 49 or 45? So that somebody else too can just, you know, don't do all these good things alone. No, that's my own attitude. Like, the story I was telling you about, the brothers wanted to print books and share out. He said that, should I tell the brethren? Just two of them and a few of them wanted to do the whole thing. I said, how do you guys want to monopolize this good work? Only you will be monopolizing good work. It's not good. Tell the rest of us, let's get involved. So he said, okay, sir. And he sent the message out to brethren. And brethren joined money here and there and contributed, and the work was done. That is my own personal, that's not scripture like the Bible says that shall not monopolize good work. The Bible doesn't say so. In fact, the Bible says so. I just remember one scripture now. It said, provoke one another unto what? Love and good works. So it's good. If you don't give me space, how will I be provoked? Do you understand my point? Everybody, only you, because God has blessed you. They said that in your church, they need 100,000 naira. Only you give the 100,000 naira. What the rest of us, what will we now give? So if God has blessed you, okay, give 90. All right? Let the rest of us that are not as rich as you contribute the balance 10. Then one day, it will happen. And brother will begin. If you tell Brother Ambrose, he'll give the whole money. Let's give our own first. It will happen. Somebody give me an amen. The children of God will be so blessed and so provoked to good works. That's how they will believe in. You know, when Moses was collecting the offering to build the tabernacle, after a while he stopped and said, brethren, please wait. The money is enough. Your gifts are now a problem. We now have to be managing gifts rather than doing the work. So everybody, if you have not given, sorry, not today. I like that. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Nobody will ever have to whine you before you give money. Why am I talking like this? In this generation, Christians have gotten these things mixed up. They have gotten it mixed up. Let me say it again. Then we'll begin to declare the word of God and close. For those who are just coming, who came late, the reason why I started talking like this, I didn't plan it. Just before I stepped on the platform, I was supposed to continue our message on how to pray for people that you love, and then we'll declare the word of God. I just saw this tract again, titled How to Receive from God. And I just felt like encouraging everybody. Please go and read it. And it was while I was trying to encourage them that I ended up preaching the whole message again. Okay? So let me just say it again. Please, I want each person to go with at least two of these. It's titled, How to Receive from God. That's what I've just been talking about. Let me say it again. God has already blessed you in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Let me say it again. God is not blessing you because of what you are doing. He's blessing you because you have come into Christ by virtue of your faith in Him. Do you understand that? I'm saying to you again, there is nothing that your own works can make God do for you that the works of the Lord Jesus has not made Him able to do much more. We know the grace of our Lord Jesus. What is that grace? He was rich. Yet, for our sakes, He became poor, so that we, through His poverty, might be made rich. The premise upon which we are blessed as Christians is the sacrifice of Jesus. The reason why we don't experience the blessing is because, one, ignorance. Two, refusal to persist in faith. I should emphasize that. Refusal to persist in faith. We have established that faith is not just I believed once. Faith is what? I continually look steadfastly, steadily, expectantly, with a steady and absorbing gaze. Yes. Let me give a practical illustration of that. In recent months, we know what happened with the dollar in Nigeria. The president spoke yesterday and said that it's unfortunate that the treasury is empty. The governors gathered yesterday to go and beg the president for bailout. And obviously, Quisili said, the only reason why the federal government has been able to pay is because they have borrowed all the money in the circulation by issuing treasury bills, thereby crowding out industrial borrowers. Same when Nigerians don't know that even they can't pay. What's the name of? There's one of these international clearing banks threatening to remove Naira from their clearing platform because it's JP Morgan, because the CBN is trying to stabilize the Naira by force. As a few days ago, the CBN governor said he's going to stop making dollar available to rice importers. He's just checking the things that chop a lot of dollar. The Naira is threatened. Do you understand? It's tight. With all of this, it's hanging at 197 Naira to the dollar, official rate. Many people are afraid. The moment I saw it, I told my wife, I have peace that passes all understanding. I said, there is nothing, I have not felt as much peace about anything more than I'm feeling right now. That doesn't bother me. Why? My help comes from the Lord, who made the dollar and the naira.
Yes.
Nothing on this earth. My inheritance is in heaven. No material thing can make me poor. Let the heavens shake, let the earth quake. The steadfast love of my God does not ever change. Listen, life is spiritual. If you focus on all this, you know, I first read the negative news for you. If you focus on it, your heart will fail. Not only would your heart fail, let me tell you something that happened. Physical opportunities for breakthrough will run away from you. Why? Because spiritually, you are repelling them. One of the things I told the Lord, because one of the areas where in many kingdom world ministries we need dollars is to pay our cable TV broadcasters, you understand, Omega Channel. I said, Lord, the word says, which is the word I founded my life upon and I'm running the ministry with. He says that I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I said, Lord, most of our offering should be in Naira. And switch it over to dollar now. Should be dollar that's getting expensive. And our offering. The same God that's engineering Naira to come, he can engineer dollar to come. We need to pay over $1,000 to our web hosts. All right? GoDaddy, they're in the US. About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, one brother wrote me and said that he's been thinking of what he should do for the ministry. Please, he wants to pay for web hosting. I didn't tell him. In fact, I've not replied him till now. For certain reasons, I've not replied him. He said, if he wants to send money, how will he do? The other day, he said, the brother saw somebody in the UK. He was going to Nigeria. He stopped at ATM, quickly put his ATM card inside, drew some pounds, said, please give it to Pastor Banking when you get home. Why should I be afraid? I like one thing this guy said, Chris Delvan. He said, let me tell you why I will not be afraid. I called upon his name long before my troubles came. You should listen to that song. He said, let me tell you why. Long before my troubles came, I called upon his name. He said, that is why I will not be afraid. Are you getting my point? That's how life is. So when you see all of these things shake, remove your eyes and say, God, what did you say about these things? He said, you look up. Your redemption draws near. It's where you are looking at that decides what happens in your life. If I need to wake up at night, I will. I will speak to currency, speak to dollars, speak to economy. You will not harm me. You can only bless me. You will not harm me. Ah, he said, I told you, we are launching Olayinka first weekend in July, right? The first week in July. In Ondo State, in Futa FM radio, we are starting to broadcast. What happened? One brother, I don't know him, never. The man was just on Yinka's case. Until they finally finished negotiation, he went to the radio station, paid for one whole year, and said, guys, start. He didn't even say, well, let me tell pastor to pray for me. Did he send me any message? I don't know him. I don't know his name. I don't know him. Whether he's tall, short, fat, slim, black, white, yellow, brown, purple, I have no idea. All I know is that, just to Yinka, I will forward the invoices. Right now, as of today, they want to start running the jingles to promote the program ahead of time. So they sent us a sample. So Yinka forwarded to me this morning, that please listen to this. Do you think it is okay? Listen, when trouble comes, we're talking about faith, how you download divine blessing. It is steadfastness of faith. We will not talk about steadfastness if there was no shaking. The reason the issue of being steadfast comes up is because life will shake. You're going to work for a state government who won't pay for 3 months. You cannot decide, I don't know why I took this job in the first place. They were telling me that I should work for federal government. You are shaking. Christians sink when they are afraid. They don't sink because the water is too light to carry their weight. They sink because of fear. You are working for a state, they are not paying salaries. There are 2 ways to respond. You can win. These nonsense politicians are so nonsense. They have nonsensified my life. You can say that. Or you can say what the things that we have been saying. That in the midst of troubles, he's with me. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of no money? I will fear no poverty. That's Psalm 23 in your Bible. In this year. For the Lord is with me. As you are meditating upon that, you will be surprised. In fact, I will not be surprised. You may be surprised. But I can assure you of one thing. It is in the midst of that God will open your eyes. You will see that, you see, the reason why you have not prospered the last 5 years is because your salary has been regular. That now that has become irregular, you are now praying. You wake up at night, say, Lord, they want me to be afraid. I will not be afraid. I called upon your name long before my troubles came. I will not be afraid. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? You wake up next morning, somebody will say, when are you going on leave? Next week. There's this thing. I was thinking about the other time, whether we should do this business. Next you know, you've gone to Middle Belt or North to go and buy beans. Why did I say beans? I don't know. Before you know something, you've gone into one kind of industrial food production. So when they start paying the salaries regularly, you say, they're not paying. Sorry, I can't work here again. Why? I'm not angry. But I have work to do. Now, you're not the one they're not asking, Oga, will you pay regularly? Is that not a nice thing? You know, certainly your debtors, those who you give things on credit. Please pay me on time. I need to pay my staff. You are not a governor. Are you getting what I'm saying? You're governing your own business. How did this start? Because somebody refused to pay you on time. You had another friend, a Christian, there, still complaining. Now they paid him on time. He's rejoicing. He goes to church. Praise the Lord. They didn't pray us on time. And when I went to church and called upon the God of heaven, the heavenly host, to avenge me of my adversary, the governor. We asked all these enemies that say we will not prosper. They should die. All these enemies that say problem, they should scatter. Father, they paid you after 1 year of praying every night that people should die. Instead of the governor dying, he left office. Praise God. Otherwise, you would have killed him. You're a witch. You know some of you. Some Christians, eh? Original witches. They were going to kill the governor, so the man left office. Praise God. Then now your salary is back to being regular. Meanwhile, the man who took the word of God and looked at it, refused to focus on the negative. Now he is the one paying regular salaries. You make up your mind, what kind of testimony do you want? That's just the way life is. Listen, no matter where you're working, they pay, they not pay. God is not on leave. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Do you know, I noticed something. God did not lose the last election. Did you notice?
Yes.
They did not vote him out of office. He's still on the throne. If you gaze steadfastly, expectantly, please tell your neighbor, expect something. Tell your neighbor, in the midst of your affliction, expect something. Tell your neighbor, expect healing.
Expect a kind of breakthrough.
You know, one of the things I noticed, I've had friends that had engagement, the thing did like this, finally, the thing scattered. Do you know all of them? The ones I can remember now. The first woman they were chasing, 2 years, 3 years. When the engagement scattered, the next one they married, 3 months, 4 months. You said they were in a hurry. No, they were not in a hurry. The last time they were in a hurry too, did this work? The woman said, I want to marry again. Disappointment. But when they removed their eyes from that woman, they faced somewhere else. 3 months later, they don't pay dowry. What did God do? All the years that Angelina wasted. The locust and the palmer worm. The Lord restored double. Before, they were the one giving money to Angelina, trying to buy, you know, it's her birthday. This one, on their own birthday, the woman that God blessed them with is the one spoiling them. Tell your neighbor, breakthrough. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. No, listen. Oh God, why did I go to all of this? I just want us to know that in Christ Jesus we're already blessed. Amen?
Amen?
Yeah, we're already blessed in Christ Jesus. We're already blessed. What we just need to do is to focus on the word of God. Don't take our eyes away from it, no matter what the circumstances around say. Don't forget, I began from this. It is not because of what you did or what you know how to do. It is just because of what you can believe. Are you getting what I'm saying? Jesus has already paid. I said what? Say it again.
Jesus has already paid.
Say it again.
Jesus has
Please say it one more time.
Jesus has
Say it again.
Jesus has
Let's rise to our feet. Let's close. Let's rise to our feet. Declare the word of God so we can close. You know, one of the reasons why I like this, when I preach this kind of message, some people don't like it. You know why I like it? And why I'm sure the Lord likes it? At the end of the message, all we ever do is magnify the Lord. That's it. It's about magnifying God. Please, everybody, just in your heart, raise up your heads. That's in your heart. You can, you know, physically bow your head, but close your eyes. And in your heart, lift up your heart to the Lord and begin to thank Him. In your own words now, before I begin to lead any the confession of the Word of God, in your own words, begin to thank Him because Jesus paid. Thank Him because Jesus paid.
Thank him because Jesus paid. Say, Lord, I thank you. My sins you paid. My sins you paid. Say, Lord, I thank you. My sicknesses you paid. My confusion you paid. Say, Lord, I thank you. Because the promises, they are now mine. Why? You paid. They are now mine because you paid. I can walk to that bank of heaven, put in my ATM card, and wait while my transaction is processing. I know it's coming out. My blessing is coming out. What is my ATM card? My knowledge and my faith. My steadfastness. Lord, you have credited the account. I have received my ATM card. I am putting it into the slot and downloading my blessing onto the earth. Lord, thank you. The sins of my ancestors, you have wiped them away. In fact, you have taken me from that realm. You have placed me in the realm of Christ. Thank you, because I'm now in Christ. My life is hid with Christ in God. Say, premature death has been canceled. I'm no longer on that level. Jesus has been lifted up for me. Jesus has been lifted up for me. Say, Lord, thank you. Jesus has been lifted up for me. My eyes are on him. From him comes my help. My eyes are on him. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. My eyes are on you, Lord. My eyes are on you. No matter what the circumstances of life say, my eyes are on you. Even if some state governments are not paying their salaries, my eyes are on you. If dollar is expensive compared to the naira, my eyes are on you. If they pay salaries regularly, my eyes are on you. No matter what happens physically, my eyes are on you. Lord, I declare that you are my God. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. I say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. Say, I say of you, you are my refuge. Thank you. Everybody repeat after me. Say, you know, remember we said that this is how you enter into the secret place of the Most High. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. How do we dwell? Dwelling is something we consciously do. How do we dwell? We say. He said, I will say of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? That's how you get into it. It's what you say of the Lord. So declare, say, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Now listen, what we are doing, we are saying of the Lord. He's the one that provides for us. He's the one that takes care of us. He's the one that leads us to the right places. Say it again. Say, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
I am not afraid of economic downturn.
I am not afraid of economic.
All my needs are supplied.
All my needs are supplied.
Despite what is going on around.
Despite what is going on around.
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Say, all I need to do is follow after him and follow after righteousness. Say, the Lord is with me at all times. Now, we're reading Psalm 23, you understand that. He said, he makes me lie down in green pastures.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside quiet waters.
He leads me beside quiet waters.
He restores my soul.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Say, my steps are ordered by the Lord.
I am led by his spirit.
I know his will.
And I walk in his will.
Say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I fear no evil.
For the Lord is with me. Say, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. He prepares the table before me. in the presence of my enemies. I always like to say this, those who are afraid of enemies, listen, enemies don't have to die before God can bless you. This scripture makes it clear to us that he prepares a table before us in their presence. Say, he has anointed my head with oil.
He has anointed my head with oil.
Now listen to this, that means divine enablement. Say it, I can do all things.
I can do all things.
I can fulfill the will of God for my life.
I can fulfill the will of God for my life.
I want to say two things. Say, I can forgive.
I can forgive.
And I can give.
And I can give.
Those two statements are very important. Sometimes people hurt you so deeply, you don't want to forgive. Forget what you want. Forget how you feel. Just say after me, say, I can.
I can.
I can forgive.
I can forgive.
Pastor Kpoju will say, forgiveness is what you do before you give. So that's why it's called forgive, before give. Say, I can give.
I can give.
I have a word for some people here. You've heard it again and again. How do I know I've forgiven my father? Next time you collect your salary, go and give him something. You hear what I said? Go and give him something. It's a sign that you are forgiven. It's a sign. Go and give. Now your friend has been annoying you for a long time. You are lucky his birthday is just around the corner. On that day, surprise him. Let him wonder what is going on. Are you getting my point? Paul said, I can do all of these things through Christ who strengthens me. When Paul made that statement in the book of Philippians chapter 4, what he was explaining is that no matter how difficult things are, he wasn't saying I can make money. No, yes, he could, if necessary. But his emphasis was that I can obey God. Say it again. I can.
I can.
I can obey God.
I can obey God.
Let's continue. Say, I have divine enablement.
I have divine enablement.
I have the gift of God to succeed.
I have the gift of God to succeed.
Declare it again. My life is not an accident.
My life is not an accident.
I am a soldier of Christ.
I am a soldier of Christ.
I was born on purpose.
I am born on purpose.
For the purpose of God in my life.
For the purpose of God in my
and
life.
And God meets all my needs.
And God meets all my needs.
You know why I said that? The prince said prosperity is having everything you need in life to fulfill the purpose of God for your life. I modify it further and said, and also to enjoy doing it and help somebody else do the same. Because the Bible says you will superabound unto every good work. I feel like saying it again. Lack is not your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I said, lack is not your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God will make all grace abound towards you.
Amen.
You will have all sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
And you will abound to every good work.
Amen.
Say after me, say, surely,
surely.
Goodness.
Goodness.
Mercies
will follow me
all the days of my life,
and
I will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Tell your neighbor, congratulations. You have been blessed in Christ Jesus. All right, let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus.